So as a student of scripture, I'm trying to dig in a little bit more, you know, to Isaiah and some of these other deep wells, and finding that God is completely the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I think that's, we should probably not take that for granted, that the Messiah who was to come is from Yahweh, and he is Yahweh, as we've been discussing. It's interesting. I grew up with an idea that, you know, maybe there's the Old Testament God and the New Testament God, and kind of prefer the Jesus, you know, figure over God. But we're just talking about a unity here that is really, really pretty astounding. I just want to tell you a story. You may know that a while back we had a dog show up at the office. He's trying to get into traffic, actually, a couple times, but this dog came up and was just, I was like, what is going on? So the first thing you do is you grab the collar and you look at the tag, and this dog is just slobbering all over me. But the first question is like, whose are you, you little mutt? Where are you from? What's going on? Who's supposed to be responsible for you? And I find out that this dog is Zeke, and yay, there's a tag and a phone number. So we call the person on the other end, and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, we'll come down and get it and get the dog. And then it happened two more times where we saw Zeke coming by and slobbering all over everything. We let him walk into my office, and he'd put his chin up on my desk and slobber all over things, and then sniff things out on my bookshelves. And pretty soon Doug and the office got treats for it, because this was going to be our office dog, you know? So we were making these phone calls back, and they were very appreciative that we had, we'd kept receiving Zeke for them. And even there was a clever quip that Doug went back as he left a voicemail. He said, I don't know if you've found a church home, but your dog sure has. You know, so pretty awesome, fun little quips back and forth as we figured out how to care for this dog. But the main, you know, the main thing is just, whose are you anyway? Like, who's responsible for you? Whose name is on your collar? Let me get your digits, and let me figure out who, you know, whose you are. And I just love this in Isaiah 44. Let me grab my Bible. It says in the verses 4 through 6, some really, really awesome things. But let me get to Isaiah chapter 44, and I'll read out of the First Testament again. It says, Now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I chose. Yahweh, your maker, has said this, your former from the womb, who will help you? The one who formed you, right? Don't be afraid, my servant Jacob, Yeshurun, in whom I choose, because I shall pour out water on the thirsty, streams on the dry ground. I shall pour out my spirit on your offspring, my blessing on those who go out from you. So this is in the midst of exile, but I just want you to know whose you are. Isaiah 44, 6 says, or it says, they'll grow like a grassy tamarisk, like willows by the water channels. One will say, I am Yahweh's, and another will call out in Yahweh's name, or one will write on his hand, Yahweh's, and take his name, Israel. Right? So you've got this possession, this, oh, I am his, and he is mine. I'm going to pour out my spirit on your offspring, which is just a beautiful thing. And that's, of course, what we live in this age where Jesus has ascended. He intercedes for us, which is just an amazing thing. I've needed that every single moment of my life. The Jesus is there interceding for me, being my advocate before the Father. And to pour out water on thirsty streams on the dry ground. Yes, please, Lord. I'll pour out my spirit on your offspring. They'll grow like a grassy tamarisk. That's kind of a bushy tree, like willows by water channels. And I just love this. I am Yahweh's. And I think that we can say that as followers of Jesus Christ. I am his. I'm going to call out in Yahweh's name and write that on my hand. That just reminds me, of course, of the beauty of streams, of of streams of water, of channels of water cut out for irrigation. That's the picture there. Trees planted by rivers of water. This is where I want to go to restore my soul, a place like this, and just drink up God's beauty and God's nature. But that's what he's saying you as a person can become like. And of course that brings us to Psalm chapter 1, because that's where this picture comes alive in a bigger way, or it brings out that whole picture of the story. The blessings of someone who has not walked by the counsel of the faithless, or stood in the way of wrongdoers, or lived in the settlement of the arrogant. Rather, his delight is in Yahweh's instruction, and he murmurs about his instruction day and night. That's the meditation, like a dog chewing on a bone. He's doing that kind of work, just growling and murmuring over this instruction. He is like a tree planted by channels of water, which gives its fruit in its time, and its foliage doesn't fade. All that he does succeeds. But not so the faithless people. Rather, they are like the chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the faithless don't rise up when a ruling is given, nor wrongdoers in the assembly of the faithful. Because Yahweh acknowledges the way of the faithful, but the way of the faithless perishes. And as I think about that and my desire for a life that is flourishing, you know, and I think we have those conversations all the time. Okay, what does it mean to get deep with God and to really drink from his instruction? How do we share together in Bible study? I want to be a tree by the waters, not so the wicked, right? This is their picture, a tumbleweed in traffic versus a tree planted by water. Those that rely on his provision will be blessed by it. Those who look elsewhere or they're ungodly, they don't regard him, or they look to other means to try to secure favor or whatever. Just they're not focused on Yahweh. They're like chaff that the wind blows away, just poof, blown up and, you know, dried up and blown away. And yeah, my heart in these days is to just go deeper. My heart is to draw good, clean water out of the channels that are cut for me, to be that kind of person that doesn't sit in the seat of scoffers or live like a scoundrel, but to just pour my heart in to experience Yahweh's faithfulness, and that idea that I am my beloved and he is mine, that is just beautiful. That comes out of Song of Solomon. But I am my beloved's and he is mine. I am Yahweh. See, it's right here on my hand. It's right here on my head. This is my behavior. My actions show that I am his. I think the lifestyle we are being called to dig into, not just pass the time by, but to just put down those really deep roots with Jesus.